Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right. So this week was one of those weeks where you look up from your desk and realize the future arrived while you weren't paying attention. A robot sat down for an interview and talked about training for the Olympics, not as a publicity stunt, as an actual competitor. And Anthropic's entire Claude Code codebase leaked onto the internet. 500,000 lines of source code just sitting there for anyone to read. Let me start with the robot, because honestly, this one properly surprised me. And this is a featured insight from Robotics and Automation. The robot's name is Adam. He's 6 months old, 3'11", and he's training to compete in the 2028 Olympics. Not in a special category, not as a demonstration. He wants to compete alongside human athletes in actual events. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a gimmick. But here's the thing. Adam is deadly serious about this. The interview goes deep into the technical challenges he's facing. The sim-to-real gap, battery life, hardware limitations. He talks about consciousness and robot rights. Whether robots should have stories of their own, or whether they're just tools. What stood out to me wasn't the ambition, it was the honesty. Adam's not claiming he'll win, he's saying he wants to be the first to try, to show that physical AI can exist in the real world, not just in controlled environments. The takeaway? We've spent years talking about AI in the abstract. Language models, chatbots, things that live in screens. But Adam is physical, he moves through space, he has a body that breaks down. He has to solve problems that don't have right answers, they have trade-offs. Think about what that means for a second, because while Adam is training for the Olympics, the infrastructure behind AI just got a lot more visible. And this is a featured insight from voices and thought leaders. Anthropic's Claude Code source code leaked this week, over 500,000 lines of it, just out there, on the internet, for anyone to read. Now, Anthropic says the real value is in the models, not the code. And they're probably right. But here's what the leak revealed. And this is the bit that really matters. Claude Code uses aggressive caching, structured session memory with a three-layer design, parallelism through prompt caching for sub-agents, a five-level permission system for reliable execution. Over 60 available tools, though only 20 are enabled by default. What does that mean in practice? It means the magic isn't just the model being smart, it's orchestration, it's memory systems, it's knowing when to spin up parallel agents and when to consolidate. Developers who've been wondering why AI coding feels different now, this is why. The tools aren't just predicting the next token, they're managing context across sessions. They're remembering what worked last time. They're delegating subtasks and merging the results. The leak wasn't catastrophic for Anthropic, but it was educational for everyone else. It showed how far ahead the state of the art actually is. And that gap? That's not closing quickly. Here's what I keep coming back to. The architecture matters more than the model. You can have the smartest AI in the world, but if it can't remember what you asked it 5 minutes ago, or if it tries to do everything in one pass instead of breaking work into parallel streams, it's going to feel slow and frustrating. Claude Code doesn't feel that way, and now we know why. Right, let me shift gears completely, and this is a featured insight from Robotics and Automation. Saronic just raised $1.75 billion to build autonomous ships at scale. Not prototypes, not research platforms, ships, plural, at scale. They're now valued at $9.25 billion, and their plan is to reshape US shipbuilding with autonomy-first design and modern manufacturing infrastructure. Here's the context you need. The US hasn't built ships at scale since World War II. The infrastructure isn't there. The expertise has moved elsewhere. And the timelines are measured in years, not months. Saronic is trying to change that. Autonomous surface vessels, AI-driven navigation, fleets that can be deployed quickly because they're designed for production from day one. This isn't a lab experiment. This is industrial capacity, manufacturing at volume, the ability to deliver fleets, not one-offs. The takeaway? The robotics revolution isn't happening in research labs. It's happening in factories, in supply chains, in the ability to go from prototype to production at speed. If you can't build it at scale, it doesn't matter how clever the autonomy is. Saronic just bet nearly $2 billion that they can do both. Worth keeping an eye on. Okay, so this next one is for anyone building with AI. And this is a featured insight from builders and platforms. There's a pattern emerging among developers who are getting the best results from AI coding tools. It's called the three-prompt rule. Here's how it works. You give the AI three turns maximum. 1. Write the spec. 2. Fix the obvious issues. 3. Polish. That's it. If it's not working by turn 3, the problem isn't the AI. The problem is your spec. And the results? Developers using this constraint reduce their iteration from 6.2 turns down to 2.8. Success rates jump from 71% to 89%. Time drops from 18 minutes to 11. Now, why does limiting yourself produce better results? Because it forces you to think before you type. It reveals when you don't actually know what you want, and it stops you from using the AI as a crutch for vague requirements. The three-prompt rule isn't about the AI being bad at iteration. It's about you being better at specification. What I love about this is how counterintuitive it feels. We've been told that AI is infinite patience. You can refine forever. Keep tweaking. Keep asking for changes. But in practice, that's a trap. Because every extra turn is another chance to drift from what you actually needed. Another layer of confusion. Another mismatch between what you said and what you meant. The constraint isn't a limitation. It's clarity. Here's the thing to try this week. Next time you're working with an AI coding tool, set a timer, 3 prompts. If it's not right by the 3rd attempt, step back, write down what you actually want, then start fresh. You'll be surprised how often the problem was never the code. Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. And this is a featured insight from robotics and automation. Surgical robotics just hit a new constraint, and it's not precision, it's size. Robots need to fit through smaller incisions, deliver higher power density, survive thousands of sterilization cycles without degradation, and they need to do all of that while getting more capable, not less. That's engineering difficulty, real hard materials and physics difficulty. The companies winning this space aren't the ones with the fanciest AI, they're the ones building unified motion architectures, systems where every component is designed together, not sourced separately and bolted on. Because here's what happens when you treat surgical robots like an assembly problem. You get integration issues. You get components that drift out of spec after 500 autoclave cycles. You get motion systems that can't handle the precision requirements because they were never designed to work together. The robots that matter are the ones built as single systems from the ground up. Motion, control, AI, all designed together, all tested together, all degrading predictably together. That's not a chatbot problem. That's a manufacturing problem. And the gap between companies who understand that and companies who don't, that gap is going to hurt. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. This week showed us 2 versions of the AI future. One is Adam, physical, limited, honest about his constraints. The other is Claude Code, invisible, orchestrated, powerful in ways most people don't see. Both matter, both are real. And both are happening faster than the infrastructure around them can keep up. Whether it's robots training for the Olympics, or developers learning that constraints produce better code, or shipbuilders trying to restart an entire industry, the pattern is the same. The breakthroughs aren't abstract anymore. They're physical, they're architectural, they're about what you can actually build and ship and scale. Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.